So let me ask you this. Careful readers will recall that that Matt and Emily's last name is Calder. There is a famous artist with that very same last name. Is there a significance to that?
Oh, you are such a good reader, Mitch. Absolutely. Yes, there is a big significance to that. That's one of the reasons we chose that name. And I think if readers pay attention, a lot of last names and a lot of the other characters are tied to other artists, some a little more obscure. I'm hoping that people might Google and say, oh, okay, that's a Scottish artist I've never heard of, but that's very nice and I like that name. A lot of the other names are family names, and the island, John and I named the island Auchinmurn. Because we used to call our grandmother from Scotland Murn, and so we named the island after her. She was very close to us. She lived with us for many years, and so there's lots of little things like that in there that I think. And I hope that kids will look up the paintings too.
Well, it was again. It's hard to talk about anything without giving anything away. But there's a famous impressionist painting that was very vivid in my mind as I read a certain part of Bone Quill, and it is one of the fun things about these books.
Well, I know, and when I talk to children, we put that slide up and we show them, and the painting. I think we can say it's the Thames at Westminster. Right. It's the Monet, and there actually is there are two figures on this jetty, and we just say that's Matt and Em. That's Matt and Em.
And who's to say that that's not the case?
That's right, because Monet was an Anna Mari.
Right.